Well, here just in the last few days, more troops suddenly dispatched to the Middle East in an emergency effort following the killing of Soleimani and other activities that go on. The president working to bring troops home, but every now and then you have to send American troops. It can happen suddenly without warning, and it can be, I would think, unsettling to say the least as troops get deployed. And how do you deal with that? Obviously, there's a lot of emotional pressure on the individual, but on their families as well. My next guest, Rebecca Ann Wynn, co-authors of the new book with her brother, Where War Ends, a combat veteran's 2,700-mile journey from PTSD and moral injury through meditation. Rebecca Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me how you came to write this book and what the 2,700-mile journey really is.
Yeah, when my brother returned from serving in Iraq, he was fine at first, but after time he had a lot of different problems that many veterans face after returning from combat and facing experiences over there. He struggled with addiction and substance abuse. He had a hard time connecting with others. He had post-traumatic stress, but also something that really ran deeper, a lot of grief and shame and guilt around the things that he did and saw with him. So the 2,700-mile journey was really his attempt to find some space and time to heal. He walked from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to Los Angeles with a fellow combat veteran, and that really allowed him to start to explore ways that he could heal this trauma that he experienced during war.
When you say grief and shame, what are you referring to there?
Tom had a lot of survivor's guilt because, part of war is that you lose people that you love, people that you serve with. And so it didn't have as much to do with what we might think as civilians, but more around losing people that he cared about and that he loved. He had a lot of survivor's guilt that made him think, I should have done something differently. I should have done something more. I could have protected them. I could have saved them. Why did I survive? I was young. I didn't have a family. And my buddy got killed. He had a wife and kids. And these are the things that veterans, they carry with them for the rest of their lives. And it's something that as civilians, I think we don't even realize they're walking.
So he goes for a walk across America, basically. With one other veteran or with a group of guys?
It was the two of them. They went together. They had both worked in a nonprofit organization in Milwaukee that helped other veterans, and they went together to support each other, but they also didn't want to have a big group around them because they wanted to have that time and space to heal. So they'd often walk a mile or two apart to give them that physical and mental space to sort of process and deal with those memories of war.
Quiet time. So you came to write the book with your brother. How did that come together?
Well, I had been working as a writer professionally, and Tom had this incredible story to tell. So by joining forces, we could sort of make that happen. And we did a lot of phone calls. I knew some things, but that he'd experienced, but I learned so much just by asking him about his experiences of war. And that made me realize, he hadn't told me so much that he finally, when we worked on the book. And what I realized was there's so much that veterans keep from us because they want to protect us from these terrible things that happen to war. And it's really a burden on as civilians. Something we can do to help them is to tell me about your experience. I'm here to listen without judgment. Just, you can share it with me. And that opens up a conversation that's really, really healing for us.
And it's an important conversation to have, obviously. We're on the phone with Rebecca Ann Wynn. She wrote the book, Where War Ends, a combat veteran's 2,700-mile journey to heal, recovering from PTSD and moral injury, with brother who is a combat veteran in the Middle East. What's he doing now?
Oh, he's doing fantastic. It's just incredible. He went through the VA system, and he tried everything to feel better. He tried medication. He tried talk therapy, and nothing really worked until he went on this walk, and he discovered meditation and yoga and nature immersion. And these natural, simple methods that are free and available to everybody really helped him discover a sense of peace. It helped him to process memories. It helped him just be in the world again. And now he teaches these methods to others around the world.
So you think he's taken this ability to communicate and meditate, and he's helping others?
He is, and it's just been absolutely incredible because I think sometimes when we think of healing war, what could be more difficult, challenging? The answer is something that's as simple as sitting and doing some breathing and being quiet. And I think in our culture, where everything is very complicated, everything is very fast, we have all this technology, and the incredible power of sitting still and being with yourself the impact on his life and on others that we've seen, it's just been absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, fast and loud.
Right.
That's the way the world is. It's not just America. It's the way the world is anymore. You go anywhere, just machines and devices, noise and chaos, distractions, bells and whistles everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, truly, truly. And so when you remove yourself from that, you can get, even for just, I tell people, like 90 seconds, 2 minutes, you know, sneak into the bathroom at work and close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. It's absolutely incredible that what it can do. It can, it changes what you think. It changes the way that your perspective on yourself, the people in your life. It's very powerful.
We're here with Rebecca Ann Wynn. She's an author. You wrote professionally, and so you helped out your brother in the end because you put the book together. How long did that take? Was it a process of him, or how'd you diagram that on the board?
Yeah, it took several years, and it was a gift for me too, because I hadn't written a book before, wanted to, so I really saw it as an incredible opportunity for me and also for us to collaborate together, and we live in different parts of the country, so it was a lot of phone calls. It was also really helpful to know him my whole life. You know, he's my little brother, and so there was a lot that I could understand the voice and his character and the tone and the things he would say or not say, his sense. But it was really of him being very brave and courageous and open to share some really difficult memories and to revisit those memories, you know, for the book, because he knew that the book would help so many others. And so I had to ask to go back to the death of his sergeant, the death of his platoon sergeant, and ask him difficult questions about, you know, what was it like that day? What was the weather like that day? And to really ask him to go back and try and recall those sensory details.
Sure.
What can make the story come alive.
Right. You said some of the things you need to do here for veterans. Find ways to continue to be of service in your community. Find groups or activities that speak to you and volunteer your time. Help maintain your sense of purpose is extremely important. I'll give you the last, Rebecca.
The last word is, if you're a veteran or you're a family member of a veteran and you feel hopeless, you feel you can't possibly feel better, that you'll never recover, there is hope. If Tom can feel better, he was in such a dark place, anyone can feel better.
I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be here today. Rebecca Ann Wynn, the story again, Where War Ends, a combat veteran's 2,700-mile journey to heal, recovering from PTSD and moral injury through meditation. Rebecca Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is a Monday here. Good to have you here. Shifting gears. By the way, if you ever missed anything on the program or you want to share, like that interview, go to stevegruber.com. The podcast going back years. Any interview you want to find, you put it in the search bar. Boom, there you go. You can also follow us, The Steve Gruber Show, on Facebook. I encourage you to do so. Please follow The Steve Gruber Show on Facebook and on Twitter. All the social media tools, bells and whistles, we've got that for you, trying to help out. It is a Monday, January the 20th, 2020. Quick break. We'll be right back right here. It is, as I said, The Steve Gruber Show.
Are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you could also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know mine.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
1 in 4 patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Click on the MHSAA website to find schedules, scores, and